Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with Adam Knox.
Hello. Hello. Welcome. Hello. 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 You were sorry to steal your catchphrase.
No, that's fine. It's not. Is it a catchphrase if it's just the same word that you say
Frank
multiple
Walker
times?
Frank Walker did it. He made a living out of it.
He's got a hello one as well.
Not even the tiles. He makes most of his living out of those ads. Yeah. I understand.
Do you have a catchphrase?
Or
do you wish you had a catchphrase?
I kind of wish I did. That would be, but like, I wouldn't have the memory to be
What's
able to
closest thing, like, for example,
sorry,
what, something like that.
Oh, whoops, I fucked it again. Those are my,
yeah, that
my
could
classics.
Catch on. You're going to get quite competitive. Do you get? Are you a competitive man?
No, that's the problem. Is that because I'm not competitive, I never win at anything. So every time something comes up that I could win, I'm like, maybe today I'll get competitive, and then I stop being competitive halfway through, and I'll get five.
Okay, you're hoping for five.
If I get five. So that, yep, I don't have to show up. I saw that in your descriptions you have the top and the bottom performers. As long as I don't end up with my name somewhere, go under the radar, I'll be happy.
We used to list everyone and then we ran out of space. Because we've done too many episodes and too many brains trusts have come through to assist us to fit them all in. But we have another one for you today.
Good.
It was a long walk for a segue, but we got there. Would you like to meet your brains trust?
I would. I'd prefer not to.
Bad luck. First of all, it's a big hello. We'll see if he's related to Mickey Travolta.
Hey, oh, it's me, Mickey Travolta. You boys are beautiful.
Oh, and you too, actually. Nice. You have a stunning face. Just, hey, it's perfection.
Someone say it's genetics.
Well, that's interesting.
I had a bit of a pain in my stomach. That's what was happening there. But I'm feeling good now, ready to rock and roll. Ooh.
It's interesting that you mention genetics there, because your surname is Travolta.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, for years when I was growing up, I'd be walking around the house cleaning and vacuuming. And I look and we put on Grease Lightning on the TV. And I always looking at I say to my mom, hey, who's that guy? And she's like, no one. Don't you look at that. And she turns it off. I think what's wrong? And then I find a note in her drawer in her bedroom.
Yes.
And says, my son Mickey Travolta,
yeah,
is related to John Travolta.
Whoa. She left that lying around on a piece of paper?
Real obvious. And I thought, whoa, this is amazing. And then I contacted him and said, hey, I think...
Like a document, like a birth certificate might have given you the same information,
yeah, but
made
this was
more
a
sense.
Note.
But yeah, just a note.
Yeah, I have not been allowed to see my birth certificate.
Oh, okay. No, okay. Yeah. But you contacted John.
I contacted John, and he, very lovely, the lovely man, responded and said, do not ever contact me again. So
that is lovely. That's
lovely.
Very
to
nice
say.
To, you know, they're so busy doing movies, shaking, hip and hopping. So it's great.
Mm. Okay. And so, but since then you've, because obviously your name wouldn't have been Travolta.
Yeah.
So you've just adopted Travolta, have you? Or
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. Sorry, right. I'm sneezing because of all the pollen in the air.
Oh, shit. John Travolta has hay fever too.
Are you kidding?
Serious? Yeah.
You see, that's what I'm talking about. The connections.
Wow.
Keep on
what
happening.
Are the chances of that?
Specifically, his 1970s genetics is what you seem to have inherited.
Yes.
Exactly. That's when genes were real strong, you know?
Yeah.
Coke and jeans were stronger in the 70s.
I'm so glad that you guys are following this. A lot of people look at me so confused, but you have all the questions.
But that's not all. We also have with us a renowned Australian pickup artist. It's a big hello to Ben Sackville.
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up, Ben?
Hey, Ben.
Yeah, nothing. I'm a dick. It's pretty hard right now. Nah, just kidding. You guys are gross.
Ben Sackville. Do you have a nickname that you go by?
Yeah, I go by B-Sack. All the fellas call me B-Sack. A few ladies call me B-Sack too. Mainly in the bedroom because I've got massive balls.
So do you have like a code that you sort of go by when you talk to women, pick up women?
I've got some ways in which I do it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Like you read The Secret? Is it called The Secret?
No, it's not The Secret. It's not a secret, mate. It's
Art of Happiness.
No, it's not the art. No,
what's it called?
Harry Potter?
It's called You Just Grab Him. You just grab him and you go, fuck, you're fat. And then usually I can smell that they're wet.
Whoa. So B-Sack is here.
Okay, good, yeah. I don't know what kind of questions you've got, but I've got two specific, very specific areas of knowledge I can rely on here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think
you're sick. Yeah.
Today's quiz taken from March 2021 in the Saturday paper.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. So back in time.
Great. I can throw myself back to then. Oh, no, it's all ending. Yeah, okay, I'm back there.
Another catchphrase. Two so early on. Okay, shall we start? Shall we figure out? Shall we try and do this quiz? Question number one. Eurovision 2021. Oh, here's one for BSAC, I'm sure. Are you into Eurovision?
Nah, fuck that.
Eurovision 2021 is scheduled to be held in which Dutch city? Do you watch Eurovision, Adam, when you're...
I haven't for late? Years. I've stayed away from it, unfortunately. I don't stay up that late.
Yeah.
I'm an early to bed person, and this question for me could just
stand
as easily...
Up for you then.
It's not easy for me. I get reviews telling me I'm sleepwalking through my set, so it makes sense why they say that. I name a Dutch city.
Not
would
sure.
Be just as different of a
thing
for my brain to do. So do you guys know...
Amsterdam. That is a Dutch city.
Okay.
I know. That's something I do know about. I can tell you about Dutch cities.
Okay.
Go with that one. Go with that one,
Amsterdam,
Adam.
You reckon? I'm going to trust Mickey Travolta, and I'm going to try and lock in Amsterdam.
I'll put Amsterdam. Question number two.
I trust you too, buddy.
Who were the men's and women's Australian Open singles runners-up for 2021? Who came second?
Yeah. For men's and women's.
In the Australian Open in 2021, which I guess this quiz would have come out just after.
Okay.
So it probably would have been that sort of knowledge that floats for a bit and then disappears.
2021, second runners-up. The runners-up.
First runners-up. The first runners-up.
But the second places in the men's and women's Australian Open. Okay, I guess, B-Sack, I'm willing to bet you don't know tons about coming second.
Mate, what? I don't get what you're saying. I come all the time. They come. I can make him. I can. I look at a woman and she'll run because she'll be coming so hard.
Is that what happens?
Yeah. Look, guys, I feel like I'm coming off as really awful, but you know, like women are people.
Yeah,
they suck. But, you know, they're people. You know, I'm all for women playing sport. I'm all for that.
They're people, but they have a vagina.
And vaginas are a bit weird, aren't they? A bit gross. But you just use them to put your balls in and you go on with your day.
I know the Williamses. Yeah. I know that they play tennis.
They do?
They do. Yeah.
I reckon.
Are they still 2021?
They're probably still playing well enough to... Come second. That's what I'm hoping.
There's a come on guy. He was sick, right?
Yeah, he was funny.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Come on.
He was walking around saying, come on. And he did a reverse.
He pointed at himself.
Leighton Hewitt?
Did Leighton Hewitt come second?
That's
the guy.
Yeah, he's my idol.
Yeah, I love him too.
Was this 2001 or 2021?
Yeah, that's the problem. I think it's 2021.
Right.
I think Daniil Medvedev
Medvedev
Was playing and doing quite well in the men's.
All right, that's helpful. I got three brain trusts now that I'm doing that badly.
Hey, mate, don't be hard on yourself. You're a great guy.
Yeah, you're amazing.
You're a really great guy.
That's really supportive.
I feel really safe in this room with you guys. I feel like we can talk about stuff.
Yeah. I love your shirt. It's beautiful.
Thanks,
Mickey Travolta.
No problem.
So Daniil Medvedev
is going to be the runner-up for 2021 men's.
For the men's, I think, yeah.
And I'm going to put in, at the risk of not knowing what year it is, Serena Williams for number two. For the women's.
Was there a hot chick called something Osaka or something?
Osaka?
Naomi Osaka?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? Do you reckon, if there was a hot chick called...
No, I'm just saying that she's pretty hot. I wasn't saying that that's the answer to the question, but
I want to delete Serena Williams and put in Naomi Osaka. Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
All right, I'll put Naomi Osaka.
Thank you for helping me yet again, BSAC.
Is Kansas... Are you talking to Ben or...
I subscribe to Ben's Patreon.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, you got a Patreon?
Yeah, yeah. I've got a Patreon. It's called, it's just on www.suckmyfuckingbigballs. I love them. I love you all. Use all. Men fucking rock. MRA. You got it.
.com.
Yeah.
I just found out by typing it into the address bar too. It was just
right.
Just
so you were like Googling that. I just hoped it just came up.
Yeah, it probably popped up on your TikTok a few times.
Yeah, it did actually.
Memorable name.
Yeah.
Question number three. Is Kansas in the east, west, or center of the United States?
I've seen The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
I know that in The Wizard of Oz, there's a cyclone, a hurricane.
Yep.
And they happen in the west. No, I think, now look,
the middle.
My gut feeling, and I don't want to go rogue and go without you guys because I'm really feeling
value
supported.
Their opinions.
Yeah. Do you Kansas takes you away from the middle, right? Or the cyclone in Kansas takes you away to Oz. Where's Oz located?
In the sky.
It'd be near. Okay. That could be anywhere then.
Because that's why she goes into the sky.
Yeah, I feel
I think go with your gut.
Over the rainbow. Yeah.
Yeah, Oz is over the rainbow. It's where your dreams can come true and you'll find some friends along the way.
It's where all the puppies are.
And some mean fucking witches there too.
Yeah.
Deserve to die.
I guess literally all the women other than the main one in Wizard of Oz.
Great.
They're
the
all...
The main one.
Dorothy's great.
The main woman.
I say I've seen The Wizard of Oz.
You just know every reference, such as the main one.
She's the main one. You can't argue with it. It's not factually wrong. It's just vague.
So do you want to put center?
I would put center, please. For Kansas, I reckon Kansas is in the middle of America.
So smart.
Thanks, BSAC.
If it wasn't, that would, what a doozy that would be.
Hey, can I give you guys all nicknames?
Sure, I'd actually love it. I don't have a catchphrase. I don't have a nickname. I've got nothing.
I'm going to call you Belly Button.
All right.
Just because I want to see your belly button. I want to call you D-Bag because I reckon you're douche. And just out of necessity, Karen, I'm going to call you just a lovely, lovely man. I just think you're
a lovely nickname.
Yeah.
Lovely man.
Yeah. I just think you're
wow.
Lovely. And this is, I feel like I'm in Oz right now with all my friends. And
you seem a lot nicer than you did at the beginning.
I can talk to you guys.
Right.
Because it's a safe space.
You feel like you're opening up a bit.
Yeah. I'm feeling good. And it's just good that, you know, we're all men here and we can all be here just with all men.
Yeah.
And I think that
we're all just all men.
Yeah. four of us. Me, Amen. Belly button.
Oh, you lovely guy and you douchebag. And me, BSAC, because we've got big balls and we're going to see them later, right?
Yeah. Question four. What beginning with S is the name of the cartilage wall that separates the nostrils of the nose?
I got it.
I got it. You got it?
Yeah. Oh, no, you go.
BSAC, you reckon you've got it
already?
Yeah,
I got it. A septum or a sinus or something. Is that right?
Yeah. Do you want to?
Okay. Septum was my first thought too.
Septum, yeah.
So I reckon septum.
I'll put septum. Question five. American author Emily Post is most famous for writing about what?
Oh, obviously.
Is that a woman's name that you?
Oh yeah, she sounds so uptight. Sounds like she hasn't really done much complain.
What subject matter would you expect her being a woman to write about then?
Blah blah blah. I've got my period. Blah blah blah. Oh, I hate men, and you know, Ben, your ball sack aren't that big, and blah blah blah. I hate you, Mum.
Whoa, you're a very prescient writer. She'd,
that sounds like some great content.
So American author Emily Post is most famous for writing about Ben Sackville. You reckon?
Probably
because you sort of described your life there.
Yeah, no,
it's got to be the post office. Surely, Emily Post. Surely,
makes sense.
She got a head start.
Write about what you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Everyone else is thinking, you know, all she got to do is open up the family tree right there in big red letters.
Right.
Ding a ding ding. Wait, oh, yeah, Mr. Postman.
Oh, that makes sense.
So the post office or Ben Sackville are two options available to you.
Right. Look, I'll be honest. I don't know the answer to this.
No, neither do I, I'm afraid.
What was the question again?
American author Emily Post is most famous for writing about what?
I reckon at some point back then, everyone's written about the post office at some stage. It's one of the main things going around in assume she lived.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know why you mean back then. There's no reference at all to time here.
Just sounds like she was from a while ago.
I guess American author, it's got to be like after 1776.
Yeah.
The Americans stopped writing books in the 1800s.
I've never seen one since then. So I'm going to lock in the post office, please.
Oh, yeah, I got a good feeling about this one.
All right, I'll put the post office. Question number 6. The study of fungi is called A, mycology, B, dendrology, or C, phycology. So fungi, fungus. Have you had much experience with fungus, Ben?
Yeah, I've had a lot of yeast infections in my penis hole.
Oh, yeah.
It's a weird thing because usually I say that when women get their disgusting fucking yeast infections, it's like cottage cheese coming out and it's a lot of it, or it can be really itchy. And I've gotten a lot of yeast up my penis hole. And, now when I pee, it comes out like it comes out like a spider. It's just like a big scoop of ice cream, and then it's, you know, the
in Sprite,
and it's just the fizzy pee that we all pee out.
No one's getting Fanta. Let's be honest.
Penises that we all have.
Yeah, all the penises that we have.
Some we have in common.
Yeah. So, what was the question? Oh, I reckon the micro one.
You saw a micro? Did you ever? I was going to ask, when you've had your penis infections, did you ever see like a specialist at any point?
Yeah, I saw a micro that thing that you said. Specialists, and they said, you know, sometimes this happens at birth, and you can't, you know, it's fine, there's ways around it, just got to work out other ways to pick up women. And they said it did look like a fungus, like a little like shroom, and I reckon that's where the micro one thing works the best.
Okay, yeah. I got one vote for micrologist.
Okay, which isn't on the list. So we've got A, mycology.
Mycology.
B, dendrology. Or C, phycology.
I think the A, because that was very convincing.
A, yeah, I like the I.
Mycology sounds like the name of either a fungus studier or like a terrible podcast hosted by one man.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, welcome to mycology.
Hey, this mycology is mycology.
Do you have a podcast?
No, I'm thinking of getting into the podcast game, though, you know, and doing a podcast about trying to find out why you exist and who you belong to. And maybe there are some answers out there. You can find out who you're related to, because I think maybe some...
Like a sort of who do you think you are kind of...
Yeah, because I just want to...
But a podcast. Is that the name of that show where they hunt down for you, like your genetics?
Mm. That would be amazing. I would love that. Mm. So I was thinking of doing it so I could find out.
But it's only for famous people. So if you got John Travolta on that show, maybe he'd find you.
Okay, you skipped ahead. That's episode one. John Travolta is on there and we're going to go and hopefully he will accept me finally.
Mm. So how have you been going getting John on? Have you been sending letters and calling his agents? Or
yeah, well, I was sending a huge amount of letters and every day.
Every day?
Yeah, every day. Emily Post wrote about it very briefly. And I was looking forward to an answer, and then that answer came, as I said, and he said, do not contact me again, which I thought was a very nice thing. So I took that, and you would understand about this being a pickup artist, that when he said, do not contact me again.
They want it more.
Exactly. Yeah. I thought this is encouraging me to keep going.
Yes.
Because, you know, fathers like to play hide and seek with their children. And this is like a, this is an inter-global hide and seek.
Yes.
Because he's in the aeroplane all the time.
Question 7. Which actress links the characters Ryan Stone, Margaret Tate, and Gracie Hart? Which actress links the characters Ryan Stone, Margaret Tate, and Gracie Hart?
Oh.
Only two of those names are women.
Ryan can be a woman. Yeah, it's like strangely, it seems like a man's name at first, or seems like it might be a man at first, but then you dig deeper and it actually, Ryan could be a woman.
This is what they're doing, you know? This is what they're doing. They're just trying women to take over. Yeah, well, you know, call them what you want. I call them fucking bitches. Hate them. No, they're just trying to take a lot of things that we have, and they say it's for equality, but then, you know, they take our names. Ryan, Jordan, Bar. fucking hate her. No, I love it. I hate her, though. And, you know, Leslie, yeah. Francis.
Charlie, they take Charlie. They,
Charlie, yeah. Jessica. All of our names that we have.
Yeah.
And just then it's taking, just a man's name.
Absolutely it was. But, that, you know, they've changed history now. It's all, you know, the, Jessica, Jane.
Really?
Leslie.
Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Sandy.
Why, did they take that name
Danny
as well?
They've taken Danny.
They've taken Danny.
Yeah.
Didn't think of that.
Mr. Carter.
But which actress links the characters Ryan Stone, Margaret Tate, and Gracie Hart?
These all sound to me like they're... Do you have an idea, Mickey?
Well, because you are sort of tangentially, I guess, linked to Hollywood.
Yeah, I know a lot of Hollywood... You know, I watch a lot of movies. I know a lot of Hollywood people.
What kind of Hollywood movies do you like to watch?
Ones where there is at least one song.
Uh-huh.
There has to be at least one. Otherwise, I'll turn it off if we get to the end.
And there's no,
song. I'll turn it off straight away. Yeah. So it has to have a song.
Yeah.
You know, so, and something with a lot of heart. And I love when children are in the movies, you know, because those kids are so funny because they're not acting like adults. They're just kids.
Right. Yeah.
Have you seen, like, you know, I the movie with and the kid that says, I see dead people?
AI
the movie.
Oh, AI, right. Yes. AI. Sorry, Mickey.
Yes.
AI.
Right.
Yes. What is that kid's name?
Haley Joel Osment. A lot of people think
Haley.
There you go. A lot of people think he's an actor. Newsflash, he's just a kid.
I thought he was a ghost.
Exactly.
No. Mm. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, no, he's not.
I've never heard of any of those character names before.
I would luck in Haley Joel Osment.
You were? Okay. Well, I'm going to take a long shot here, Kyron.
Do you want to ask Ben first?
Does Ben have an idea? I thought Ben,
Guys, yeah, you got so much trust in me and I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Sorry, Ben.
Gracie Hart. That's a name I've heard before.
Okay.
That's all I have to contribute, really.
That's useful.
Okay, well, thank you for that, though. No worries.
Maybe Julia Roberts.
So Ben's heard of Gracie Hart.
Lana Turner
or Julia Roberts.
Bette Midler.
Okay. Well,
These are all my favorite actresses.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought
I love
that.
Bette Midler. Look, I don't agree with her politics all the time.
What are her politics?
Oh, just, you know, being a woman. And, you know, having that kind of idea. But, you know, I think she's a really talented performer. I think she's overcome a lot.
Amazing singer
and great stage presence. And, you know, I think she is beautiful. I mean, like, I know a lot of people, you know, they're like, oh, you know, she's gorgeous.
Right.
She's got balls, and you know, but not real ones, but like real, you know, she's got balls. She'll walk into a place and say, I'm Bette Midler, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Metaphorically, you might say she's got big balls.
So, you know, she's all right. But yeah, I don't know.
I reckon Julia Roberts. That came to mind with the one person who'd ever heard of any of those characters before.
I'll cross out Haley Joel Osment.
Please do.
Julia Roberts. Question number 8. What does the abbreviation GDP stand for? What does the abbreviation GDP stand for?
This is simple.
Okay.
This is straightforward, is it?
Golden Day Papa.
What is the acronym expanded to Golden Day Papa? I'm still a little confused by it. Can you?
Because that time that John Travolta messages me will be a golden day, Papa.
Oh.
So you just go around saying, I'm looking forward to my GDP.
Exactly. That's everyone's like, GDP's through the roof. I'm like, tell me about it, please.
I think let's keep brainstorming. So, what does
GDP mean to you, Ben?
Great dick pic.
Great dick pic.
Yeah, a lot of
You're taking a few GDPs okay. in
yeah,
your time?
Yeah, I've taken some GDPs in my time. But yeah, no, that my balls, right. my paint, you know, yep, I've taken some GDPs, if that's it. And yep. I'll send you guys some GDPs after this show and we can all send them forward and, you know, see if we can catch each other's in our arms. Yeah.
I don't know if I want to see like a penis that's local to me. I think that would be kind of like gross if it's a domestic product like that.
Yeah.
So wait a minute.
What, hold on.
I'm going to lock in gross domestic product, oh please. God. The first one I've known. Genuinely made me excited. I am getting competitive now.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Whoa, you did a great job.
Thanks so much, Mickey Travolta.
No problem.
Question number 9. Nessun Dorma is an aria from which Puccini opera? Okay, we're sure on different territory here.
Yeah. The answer for the mushroom question.
Nessun Dorma.
Puccini.
Is an aria from which Puccini opera? Do you know any Puccini operas, Noxie?
Ah, look, Puccini's not my favorite opera writer of all time. I've got other favorites than Puccini. I've seen Puccinski, which is a TV show where the dad from Everybody Loves Raymond turned into a dog.
Oh.
Whoa. It was a pilot. They never made the full thing. But yeah, he's a cop and the dog then solves crimes.
So do you want to put Puccinski or turn to your Brains Trust?
I would like to ask the Brains Trust what Nessun Dorma is from. You guys seem to have shown a...
Opera is definitely one of the most beautiful art forms that we have. You know, hearing the resonance from the voices of the people singing is beautiful. And usually in Italian, gorgeous. But
you get very hungry, though.
Yeah, you get very hungry.
When you see an Italian.
No, when you listen to it. Italian musical.
Right, yeah.
Opera. Musical, opera, any time an Italian talks, I want a pizza, you know what I mean?
No, I don't. I don't know, I'm a little confused.
It just makes, it's like when you watch The Sopranos. Try watching that show without eating.
It's true.
That's true. I do get hungry watching The Sopranos.
Exactly. Why? Because they're talking Italian occasionally.
Ben Sackville, do you like operas? Is that
I love operas. Okay. Absolutely.
You're a complicated person.
It does seem
like this is a mask, and like I'm not sure what's going on, and it's none of our business really ask what's happening, you know, behind. But I think maybe in your head, you're a soft, gentle person, and this mask of this boy, this pickup artist. I don't think you need it, Ben.
Nah, mate. I'm a dick. You know, if you get to know me, I'm a fucking dick. And like, you should watch out because I'm gonna I'm gonna break your heart. You know, I'm a dick. I'm a fucking dick, big balls, and but I do feel like today I've learnt some things. I
hope we provided a safe space.
You have provided me a safe space, and I feel like tonight I am Nessun Dorma, not gonna sleep. What does that mean? But yeah, maybe. So we'll try that. But I think I feel like I've learned some things. But yeah, I guess I'm a dick. But I'm maybe it's a mask. Maybe we're all wearing a mask. Yeah,
yeah,
maybe
like the Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah,
he's the got Phantom. A mask
yes,
on.
Absolutely. Maybe it is a mask. But
the pain.
I have half a mask. He's hedging his bets.
He's like, I'll give you a clue to who I am, but not the full thing.
Exactly.
Well, let's get serious. Let's talk about opera.
What's Nessun Dorma?
No,
from?
I don't know what it's from.
Puccini.
No. What's
okay? So
you know?
No answer there from Ben.
Nessun Dorma
about Nessun Dorma or Nessun. Their personal life, but
I don't, what's the question? Nessun Dorma.
Nessun Dorma.
Nessun Dorma is an aria from which Puccini opera?
Does it go like Nessun Dorma?
And an aria.
Is that Nessun Dorma?
He's like. Like
it's
and then it's like
that's right, yeah. Nessun Dorma. Nessun Dorma.
Yeah.
So lucky Nessun Dorma.
So I could put Nessun Dorma, I could put bop 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 bop
to make sure it goes to the high one first and then I don't know, man. Greece.
I'll lock in Greece.
Definitely very very good answer.
It's a good movie.
Where's the Greece lightning?
Wow.
Question 10, final question, and unfortunately still on the cultural arts.
All right.
Which Looney Tunes character was written out of LeBron James's Space Jam sequel? Which Looney Tunes character was written out of LeBron James's Space Jam sequel?
Okay. Look,
jumping around the art scene.
Why would they get written out? That would be like if that Looney Tune was no longer appropriate, right? Like cancel culture coming for Looney Tunes. Or, I imagine you guys.
Or LeBron James hated that character. And he's like, I'll do the film, but if this guy's in it, no way.
Yeah, I'm working with Daffy.
Yeah.
All right.
If we're just thinking about some like racist kind of Looney Tune characters, I'd probably say that the chicken, the colonel, or whatever it's called.
The yibbity yibbity.
Whatever that.
Foghorn Leghorn.
Maybe, because he just seems
Ness and Dormer, Foghorn Leghorn, yeah, front of mind.
Yeah,
the farmer chicken you're talking.
Yeah, the.
I say that guy.
He seems kind of, I don't know. I don't like him. He just seems a bit racist. I don't know.
What do you think of Pepe Le Pew, Ben? A sort of seedy love pickup artist. Mm. Who's really only causing a stink?
I don't think he stinks. I think that's his normal smell. And I think, you know, the fact that people are saying that, you know, he's a skunk, he's getting in the way of this sexy cat. Mm. What is the other thing? The hot one, the hot cartoon.
Jessica Rabbit?
No. There's another hot.
But we've revealed something about you.
Lola Bunny?
No.
Most of the rabbits like, they draw
sexy,
pretty.
There's a sexy little.
What's the Bugs Bunny's? Is that Lola Bunny?
Lola Bunny. Yeah, Lola Bunny's fucking hot.
Yeah.
Oh fuck. Yeah, we'd all want to fuck her, right? Lola Bunny.
Back.
Yeah. Oh fuck. Yeah. Pepe Le Pew. He'd read her. He'd fucking. Yeah. No, Pepe. Yeah. Like he. Look. He and I have actually collaborated on a few projects before, and we've picked up a lot of scared 18-year-old women. And so I think he's pretty successful in what he does, and I think he deserves some mad respect.
Okay.
But you know, sometimes I'm like, is this the right thing to do, or you know, should I?
There's that question. And there's the question again.
No, I'm just talking nonsense. Don't even worry about it,
guys.
You
ever seen those Bugs Bunny cartoons where Bugs, like, dresses up as a woman to like, pretend to be somebody else?
Yeah, he's hot. Yeah. Is that your point?
Look, it doesn't matter. You can take away from it what you want.
But which Looney Tunes character was written out of LeBron James's Space Jam sequel?
There's a pretty good argument for Pepe now, I think. Le Pew.
Oh, yeah. Just
I know him as Pepe. The first problematic Pepe ever. Mickey, do you have any idea?
Definitely wasn't the basketball, that's for sure.
No, still it's in there. Pretty central character, isn't it?
Very important. I think the chicken answer.
The chicken?
Yeah, because if I close my eyes, I've got a very strong visual memory. If I close my eyes and I picture the scene, LeBron James is there, surrounded by all his friends, and they're winning in the space, I don't see the chicken.
Okay, but do you see Pepe Le Pew?
No, I don't see him either. Uh-oh.
And was there a song in Space Jam?
Yes, there was.
Ooh. The sequel? So you did make it to the end. I just wanted to catch whether maybe you missed a bit.
Oh, no, there was definitely a song.
Yep.
And, I don't think that's in the second Space Jam either, because it's Thingo.
LeBron.
No, the the sex offender guy. You know the guy. He's like, I believe I can fly. That guy.
R. Kelly.
Oh, yeah. R. Kelly. That's R. Kelly, a beautiful song. Not allowed to say that anymore.
He'd be one of your heroes, wouldn't he, Ben?
Come on, guys. Yeah. I don't talk to 14-year-olds anymore.
We're too late in the podcast to go there. What would you like to?
I want to. Foghorn Leghorn, I think, is maybe right. Except I don't think they'd have written him out because I can't imagine it was a very Foghorn Leghorn heavy script at first. So I want to go with Pepe Le Pew, personally. I'm sorry to go against you, B-Sack.
Hey, mate, we're all on a journey, aren't we? I feel like I've learned some things today that I'm going to take back to my kids. I'm going to teach them some things.
Oh,
beautiful. You've got children.
Yeah, I've got 12
kids. Let's see how you went. Question number one was, Eurovision 2021 is scheduled to be held in which Dutch city in May of 2021? You said Amsterdam, but it's Rotterdam.
Oh. Rotterdam?
Yeah. Oh,
the other dam.
Damn.
I didn't know there were two dams.
Yeah.
Question number two, who were the men's and women's Australian Open singles runners-up? You said Daniil Medvedev, and which is a name I love to say. Daniil Medvedev. It's great stuff. And Naomi Osaka. And the answers are, I get to do it again. Daniil Medvedev and Jennifer Brady.
Who's Jennifer Brady?
I'll give you half a point. Kansas in the center of the United States.
All right.
Yes, we got that one.
We got one.
We got one.
Look at that. Finally a win on the board.
Yeah.
Beginning with S is the septum, which is the name for the cartilage wall that separates the nostrils of the nose. 2.5 so far.
You got that right.
I know.
You're amazing.
Thanks, guys.
You said that American author Emily Post is most famous for writing about the post office, but it's etiquette.
Oh, it is too. She's that one.
I'm afraid. So no point there. The study of fungi is called mycology. Right.
Yes.
Great. Points, 3.5.
Study of Borat's called Macology.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
Why not?
That's it.
He's funny.
Sandra Bullock was the actress that links the characters Ryan Stone, Margaret Tate, and Gracie Hart. Oh, do you know that now that you've heard that?
No, but that was close. Sandra Bullock is
She's a Julia Roberts type.
Yeah, she's a Julia, yeah.
They go for the same things.
They're similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
GDP stands for Great Dick Pic. No, it doesn't. Gross Domestic Product. Nessun Dorma is an aria from... Turandot. Or Turandot. I'm not sure whether you pronounce the T. It's a Puccini opera either way.
It's hard to pronounce operas.
And the Looney Tunes character that was written out of LeBron James's Space Jam sequel is... Pepe Le Pew!
It was Pepe. Okay.
Very good job.
Why? What do you do?
giving you 4.5 out of 10.
Hey, I wanted 5.
Yeah,
I'm not even
close.
That disappointed.
That's all we could do.
That's pretty good. A half point's as good as a full point to me, too, because it gets you over that 4. So I'm happy. Thank you, B-Sack. Ben-Sack-ville?
Just call
it B-Sack. B-Sack it is. Yeah. We're pals.
Thank you. And I also want to
thank you as well, Mickey.
Good luck.
Thanks,
you know,
mate. Yeah.
I feel like you need it.
Yeah, you know. Life's tough, but
it doesn't have to be.
Yeah,
you know, we do make our own sort of luck, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, maybe I'll go out and maybe I'll pull some hot chick.
Any out there at the moment that you've got your eye on?
No. For some reason, it never does anything for me when I see a woman. But
no.
Try and
like, who was one that you saw most recently?
Jen Glass. Jen Glass.
Is she a friend of Honor Wolf's?
Fuck that bitch. Okay. Yeah. Look. I fucked Honor. I fucked Honor so hard. And she was like, oh my God, I love it. And I was like, oh my God. So she's like, I'm going to tell everyone about you. So she's pretty fucking hot. Got massive tits too. Big fucking massive knockers and a huge bush. And I eat that with a spoon, that bush.
Okay, I'll stop you there.
She's hot. Just so you know, she's real hot. And we definitely fuck. But yeah, and she says she's proud of me. And if she was my mum, she'd be proud. So she says my balls are big and I fucking love you guys so much. Whoa. So thank you so much for today.
Amazing. If only I could have sex with Anna Wolf.
Oh, no, you can't.
What an amazing recap of the ep as well. So thank you for that, Ben Sackville.
Oh, you're welcome, lovely man. Love you. I'm in love with you.
And Mickey Travolta.
Yo.
Thank you so much for being here and taking time out of your hunt for your uncle or cousin or father.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me. And if you're out there listening, John Travolta, give me a call because, you know, I think that you'll find that we're... Like, maybe I will fill a gap in your heart that you've been looking for.
Mm. Are you working on this project alone?
Yeah, I am.
You don't have anyone to help you?
No, I have no siblings.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
I thought you might have had a team to help create the show.
Are you... You want to help?
I wasn't offering my own services.
Oh, sorry. I thought... okay. I misread that one. Oh, damn. No, I got no one to help me. So, at the moment, I've got, like, I've got a computer...
Yes.
And then I've got a microphone.
Yes.
Right. That's two. Did you need both of those?
Yes.
Yeah.
2 pieces of equipment.
But how do you connect them?
It's got a real problem with making connections between different. That's your whole problem.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
So if you guys could help, that would be great.
I know a guy called Josh Glantz that could help with that. If you know him, he's a great comedian.
He's a fantastic comedian.
Yeah, he's a really good comedian.
He's about to. He's doing a couple of shows in Melbourne very soon.
And then
heading to London and Edinburgh, I think.
Yes, I believe I ran into him, and he's doing shows on the 30th of June and the 1st of July in Melbourne.
Wow.
And then on the 7th of July at the Soho Theatre. That son of a bitch.
Mm. Well, thank you for being here, Mickey Travolta.
Very welcome. Thank you.
And and Adam Knox, congratulations on 4 out of 5.
Hey,
just above average for us.
That'll do.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that.
You're heading to Edinburgh as well.
I'm going to Edinburgh. We're doing a bunch of shows. Me and a couple of other comedians called Peter Jones and Luca Muller are doing one called something generic. Three's Comedy.
Really?
Yeah, we're doing Three's Comedy. And so if you're in Scotland, you should come and see that. And, you know, it's stand-up.
Yeah. Great. that'll be good.
And it's on the Fringe website. You can go there while you're looking for Josh Glance.
I look forward. I'm going to pop over. I look forward to seeing it. You should hide. It's three of you?
Yeah, yeah.
You should hide someone, and the whole time the audience be going, where's the third?
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good idea.
And then he pops out just at the end in a bag, breathing heavily.
Can we take that? Can we have that?
Yeah.
All right, great. Thanks, man.
Ben, when you were chatting to Honor, do you know if she's got any shows coming up? With Hot Department?
That's right. So Honor's, she's with a group called Hot Department, and they've got a show called Hot Department Dark Web on YouTube. And
have you watched that a bit?
Yeah, I've watched it a lot because I love seeing that fucking Honor's juicy puss on that. And it's really delicious. And she's great. Watch that. They've got more stuff coming up, but I reckon just follow their instas. They can show you a trick or two, and they'll get you they'll show you some things that you need to learn.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Follow them. They're sick.
Congratulations on 4 out of 5.
So proud of you, mate.
Hey, yeah, well done. Thanks a ton. I couldn't have done it without you two boys.
You're the best.
Hey, we've really bonded.
Yeah.
That's it for Wax Quizzical this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.